Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to a brand new video, and today is a historic day because I have recorded for you probably the most insane interaction that I have ever had in all of my years of making YouTube videos. So I'm gonna assume that most of you guys are familiar with a YouTuber named Mr. Beast, and a lot of you have probably seen his most popular video he's ever posted, which is Squid Game in Real Life, a video that currently has almost 600 million views. Now, one of the contestants that participated in that video is this woman right here, and upon the posting of the video, she had gained a ton of popularity pretty much because a lot of people thought she was very attractive. Now, after gaining this newfound attention, she decided she was gonna start, you guess it, an OnlyFans to try and rake in that internet simp money. Now, where things started getting really weird is that she decided to use her family members, such as her younger brother and grandfather, to promote the OnlyFans, producing such bangers such as here, where she literally asks her grandfather what he would do with her if he had 15 minutes.
If you had 15 minutes with me, what would you do?
Well, you know, I'd have to think about certain things, you know, certain factors like the speed of sound and light.
Or here, where she literally has her younger brother talk about the color of her genitals.
So how does it feel to have a sister that has an OF?
My friends always ask me if it's pink, but I don't really know what they mean by that.
Nani? Just click the link in my bio. Just, I can't.
Now, you're probably wondering, why am I talking about this internet lunatic? Well, you see, another YouTuber who you may know named Vishremi recently made a video calling out her very weird behavior.
Excuse me, hi, yeah, if you had 15 minutes with me, what would you do?
Who the f*** would want to spend 15 minutes with you? You have an OnlyFans!
And once posted, she actually went and commented on the video saying this: keep using me for views, you wouldn't say any of this to my face, you're just mad I make more money than you ever will. So Vishremi saw this comment and decided that he would actually contact her and set up a call in which she can then confront him for what he was saying, just like she originally wanted. Now here's where things get interesting, because then he hit me up and asked if I could join the call with them as a backup to roast the hell out of this OnlyFans girl, and of course I was down. However, because I didn't want to run the chance of her knowing who I was, and then, you know, just leaving immediately, as always, I went on a Discord alt account, this time undercover as an OnlyFans competitor talent scout named Jeff Bridges. And the following conversation that occurred may be one of the most insane things I have ever seen. However, before we get into the footage, I just quickly got to let y'all know that...
What we playing, what it takes, it's a free to play game night, ain't gon' hurt the bank. Yeah, feels four steps as you can fight in any place. 800 different takes to leave your enemies to waste. Like, rally all the teammates that you say you wanna fight. Got accessible mechanics you can learn in one night. Light, medium, and heavy, pick what take you wanna ride. Hit the store as our artillery, choose a different way to strike. Yeah, millions of players every day, they added more. Play sneaky and regressive, different tactics to explore. Historically accurate, takes a prince right off the lore. They authentically designed, fully immerse you in the war. Earn XP inside the game and give you a team modification. Yeah, upgrade different prints, I conquer every situation. Playable arenas, you can fight in every nation. Dealing with my like, they'll give you honest compensation.
Yes, that's right, guys. Me and World of Tanks are partnering up today to absolutely hook y'all up, man. If you're a new player and you download using the link in my bio for a limited time using code COMBAT, you will get a free tier 6 tank, 250,000 in-game credits, and 7 days premium access. As well, you will also get 3 tier 6 rental tanks for 10 battles each. And if you already play World of Tanks, I got you too. Using code COMBAT, you can get 3 days premium access, bargain, a free 2D style tank camouflage, and a 7-day rental of the Centurion premium tank with a 100% trained crew for 10 battles. Or if you already own this tank, they will give you a 100,000 credit compensation. Guys, whether you're playing alone or with friends, this game is an absolute blast, so make sure to use that link in my bio and download it today to get all these awesome rewards. Now let's get right back into the video.
Shit.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Who the f*** is this?
Hi, I'm sorry.
This is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Who the f*** is Jeff?
Hey, can we calm down here for a minute, please? My name is Jeff Bridges, alright?
I'm a talent...
Camilla, you need to calm down, alright? My name is Jeff Bridges.
How do you know my name?
Because it's on your Discord profile, okay? I can read. It's literally right there. I'm simply just reading your profile.
Okay, listen here, Jeff Bridges. I still don't know who the f*** you are.
I'm about to introduce myself. So if you'd give me 1 second to introduce myself and stop mouthing off to me, maybe you could figure it out, all right?
Absolutely.
Is it humanly possible to stop f***ing for 5 seconds? Can you do that for me? I'm just wondering.
I'll give you 5 minutes. Ready, go.
Okay, there we go. So my name is Jeff Bridges, like I was saying, and I'm actually a talent scout for a OnlyFans alternative called LittyLikeATitty.com. And basically, what I would be interested in is offering you an exclusive deal, all right, where you sign to our site, all right, and I will pay you a upfront guarantee much more than OnlyFans, and I was wondering if you'd be interested.
First of all, you sound like a goddamn 12-year-old, like,
all right, well,
running this company. Like, bye.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of fishbowl play? Basically, it's an alternative foot fetish where you stick your foot in a fishbowl and start wiggling your toes. You see, we have a lot of users that are very interested in that, and I was wondering if, you know, part of you coming to the site would be you kind of indulging in some of those, you know, more weird actions for the viewer base, if you know what I'm saying.
Not interested, Jasmine. Yeah. No, thank you.
Well, what about $1 million upfront guarantee?
Jeff, why are you still speaking to me? Why are you still talking to me? Dog face on the fucking screen. Who the fuck is this guy?
What are you talking about? I wasn't even talking. What are you talking about?
Hey,
shut the hell up.
Who the fuck is
Now, excuse me, I just want to let you know a giant spit particle just flew from your mouth
and
landed on your
camera. So,
excuse me, Camilla.
Who the fuck are you, dog?
I told you already, I'm Jeff Bridges. I'm a talent scout for LadyLikeATitty.com.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You're either a subscriber of my OnlyFans trying to just talk to me, which is really fucking weird, or you're just a literal fat just trying to troll
people.
Well, so get the fuck out of here.
Well, do you think that people that subscribe to your OnlyFans are weird?
I think anyone who's an OnlyFans subscriber is a little weird.
So you think?
I mean, some of them are really hot.
Wait a second. Jeff Bridges is talking. So when Jeff Bridges talks, you stop talking. Do you understand it? Okay, good. So
basically, is probably a 50-year-old fat fuck who lives in his mom's basement for all I fucking know.
Well, I am at work right now. I'm currently recruiting LadyLikeATitty.com. Like, I thought it was quite obvious. I'm here to recruit you to LadyLikeATitty.com. Like, I made that very obvious from the second I joined. You know what? I'm starting to get annoyed because every 5 seconds
he's starting to get annoyed.
You're constantly fucking yelling and screaming like a fucking banshee. You're like, you sound like a fucking jackal from Halo 3. So listen. I need you to take it from here down here. Okay, I need you to calm down right now because you're very annoying. Okay, you're very annoying, and I want to understand something real quick. So you're basically telling me that the people that support you, the people that put a roof over your head, that buy the food you eat for dinner night, you think that they're all weirdos, all your supporters, you just think that they're weirdos and losers, correct?
Some, but like, they got me this fire-ass Rolex and it's pink because they know that, like, you know, it's pink.
Can I ask you a genuine question? Because Jeff Bridges is very curious right now. Do you think that you're better than me because you have that Rolex? Like, I'm just wondering.
Absolutely, you fat piece of shit.
So you think that if somebody doesn't have a Rolex, it automatically makes them worse than you? Is that how your brain works?
You have nothing to offer. It's not only the Rolex. Like,
excuse me.
I bet you have a goddamn Nissan Altima. You're probably 35. You're in the range of like.
What's wrong with the Nissan? Excuse me. What's wrong with the Nissan Altima?
You're just a brokey. Like, you're a brokey.
Do you hate everybody who's not rich?
Do you hate, like, of course, like, duh? Like, we want me to be friends with poor people?
What? Are you serious?
Have you ever met one rich person that is not friends with all rich people?
Bro, you sell your ass for money.
No, the answer's no.
You're an internet stripper.
No.
You're an internet stripper. You sell your ass for money, and you have the audacity to try to shit talk.
First of all, Jeff and Bridges, show your goddamn face, you pussy bitch.
I am. It's in my profile picture, you dumb bitch. How about you fucking open your eyes and look?
Stop speaking to me unless your annual income is over $1 million.
So, let me ask you a question. Do your parents love you? Do your parents love you? I'm just curious.
I don't give a fuck. I don't know. Probably.
And why would you ask your grandfather if he wants to be alone in a room with you? Who does that? Are you good? You ask your
friend. I have a Rolex. I have a nice house. I have a nice car. I'm good.
Okay, but you have a Rolex, but do you have any respect for yourself? That's my question. Do you have any respect for yourself?
Because I have a Rolex, I have no respect for myself.
Because you sell yourself out to the point where, let's see, you're using your family members and putting them in weird situations for clout. That's weird as fuck.
No one in my family has a fucking problem with it except you weird ass lame motherfuckers that love to have shit to talk about. Like, listen, half of the views you fucking got from me, the one down here that is getting real motherfucking quiet, shut the fuck up, Jeff. The one down here that's been real motherfucking quiet the whole time,
Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you talking to my boy like that, bro? Why you so Grandpa, hypothetically, if we were to go into a dark room together, would you, sniff my butt crack? I don't know about that one, sweetie. Grandpa, please!
Such a lack of don't nostrils like irrigation canals, your neck is longer than a bullet turd, and you look like you eat soup with a shovel. Such a stupid thing, you struggle to process anything that enters your ear. Every time your dad sees you, he sheds a tear. Unavoidable aging is your biggest fear, and in 3 years, I'ma see you busting it back as a McDonald's cashier. Shut your little ugly ass up, boy!
You're the one with the receding hair.
What is the same? We're such a off-brand sniper. We're fucking ass of an A sniper. It's like shotgun fries. Shut your mouth.
We're not fighting.
Bro, you got a boyfriend? How are you speaking? I got the Tron 3000.
Yo, who's speaking to my girl like that, bro?
Bro, your girl shorts her ass. Tell your millions of people every day. Stop trying to act like you care.
You were literally jump in front of a car to touch a girl like this.
Well, you look up, but you really an off-brand sneaker, bro. Like, that ain't sneaker, that's sneaky. Okay, listen, tough guy. You think I'm afraid of you? You look like a cheese steak wearing a shirt. Such a little ugly
We're rich as fuck. She's hot as fuck.
Man, you are not flexing with that chain, my boy. You made that chain on the crafting table.
Hey, babe, I saw those ass pics you posted this morning. Yeah, really great angles on those. I mean,
you look like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit if you became a TikTok dancer. So you're ugly. Oh my god, you were ashamed of your entire life, bro. You were ashamed of your girlfriend. Before you go into public, you put a bucket on your head and call it an IRLVPN.
I'll never know it's me.
You're a dumbass. What are you saying, bro? Are you really that desperate for that OnlyFans money because you broke his hair? Your mom just auctioned off your last pair of socks on eBay. I'm the host, my last one. It's okay, honey. Use these oven mitts as socks. Your mom got you using oven mitts as socks. Such a broken sub, and nobody can, you can't even afford it. You just shit in a bucket and spray for breeze on it.
There, that works.
Such a ugly.
Listen, you fucking weird shit. My lawyers are gonna contact you.